All right, welcome to another edition of the House Money Sports Podcast.
Another Sterling rendition.
I'm Wolfman J. We got Randall Sharkhead in the house. No Grizzly D tonight. No man behind the ones and twos, but he'll be back next show. Anyway, we got Rockets Warriors just got over Game 5. Rockets win a pivotal Game 5 at home. They're going back to Oakland up 3-2. Be interesting to see what happens there. Chris Paul, that's going to be the key, how bad he's hurt. We got Cavs, Celtics, playoff LeBron is down 3-2. When is he going to check out if they go down in Game 6? That game's tomorrow night, so that'll be interesting to see. We got your Stanley Cup preview brought to you by Blades of Steel. So let's call it your Blades of Steel Stanley Cup preview. We're going to talk about that. We got the Vegas Knights. The Caps got it done last night in Tampa Bay. They came all the way back to win that series. Good for Alex O.
Alex Ovechkin.
Big win for him.
Great.
Good to see him finally get there. I think that's his first Stanley Cup. So
he's
a vet. So he needed it. He's the Chris Paul of hockey right now. We got him, or we got that. We're gonna talk about that. We got some other shit. Maybe
Lenny Dykstra might get touched down.
Lenny Dykstra went big on an Uber driver.
You might be visioning a Philadelphia Phillies hat right now. You might be visioning a
he still might be in the clink. His bail is probably pretty high.
Bars right now.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll talk about that. Maybe get into that a little bit. There's some other things that we might touch on. The national anthem. That's really not our kind of cup of tea, but we might get into that a little bit if we have time. Actually, there's no time limit, so fuck it. We can talk about whatever we want. So let's get into Cavs Celtics playoff LeBron. I didn't see that one coming, especially after the way they looked. Games 3 and 4 to go to Boston to play like that. They played like shit. They looked like shit. They had that we are who we thought they were moment that whole game.
They looked like shit. Boston, 1 and 2.
Boston tried to let them like steal that game. They were begging them to steal that game. They just couldn't get it. Cleveland just didn't want to. I mean, so now you gotta have, I call him Cyborg LeBron. Like you need, like he's gotta show up and just play that way the rest of the series. Be interesting to see what happens Game 6. When is LeBron, like, you're getting in danger zone of LeBron checking out.
I think LeBron is probably going to come back hot at home. I can't see him just ducking down and
quit. Well, yeah, he's gonna bring it. I think he's going to bring it. But there's always that risk, like, if they go down double digits, I might mail it in.
Kevin Love at 14, no one else at over 8 points. Just no point production. I mean, there was actually probably like 4 or 5 dudes with like 8 points, so it's kind of...
You think LeBron's bags are packed right now? How many bags
do you expect? I think LeBron is out of Cleveland.
Out of Cleveland?
He made that last ditch Jordan Clarkson, George Hill, Larry that Nance.
Hail Mary, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance.
Like, I'll give it one last shot to try to just round up something and make a run, but... I've seen Cleveland be able to do it, but LeBron's been able to take teams all the way. It's like the LeBron factor, right?
They don't have a team that's going to sustain any success. I mean, if they do win the series and they get to the finals, they're not going to win.
I can't see them winning in Boston. I could see them taking a
Game 7, that would be...
I cannot see Cleveland winning at Boston. I mean, every game weird. In Boston, Cleveland has looked absolutely terrible. So Boston's arena might be a true home court effect. They might have that home field advantage, that home court advantage, you know?
The thing about it is it's so weird. Both the teams have played so differently at home and on the road. Like, at every game in this series.
Night and day, man.
Both teams. That's why I think Boston, they know there's no pressure on Boston in games. Well... There's a little pressure because you never want to get to
no
a
pressure.
Game.
This guy's in the conference finals. But, no pressure, man.
Well,
there's some pressure.
Well, there's more pressure on Cleveland.
Well, yeah,
game
do
six
it,
at home.
Do or die.
Boston's going in there with, they know that nobody thinks they're going to win. They're going to lay it on the line. You know, you got these young dudes that don't know any better.
Buffer. They got a psychological buffer on the game.
They do. They got the buffer. You know what I mean? They got that little grace area where, yeah.
That can hurt teams.
Psychological buffer. That's a beautiful way to put it.
That can hurt teams, though. That can hurt teams. I mean, I think you play best. And, you know, it's like they say about, like, true gamers, right? You know, they rise to the occasion, right? You know, it's...
Yeah. Well, they gotta keep the
heat on, and like they just gotta end this.
The heat on? Is that a LeBron pun?
They keep coming out for some reason, but I don't think you want to be going against LeBron in Game 7. I mean, you don't ever really want to be going against LeBron, but Game 7.
No, that's true.
So if you could put him down now,
but LeBron did not.
They just have to really concentrate on LeBron and try to get him in some foul trouble. Try to get his head out of the game, like. They need to get Bill Laimbeer in there, throwing some elbows, get inside LeBron's head.
That's what they've been doing. That's really what they've been trying to goon it up.
Well,
that's what Bane is for.
Well, you saw game four in the third quarter. Cleveland took that game. They took a big lead in the third quarter when LeBron wasn't in. And it almost seemed like maybe they were learning, maybe they were going to turn the corner there, right? Maybe they were going to start being that team. But then you come back game five, they're right back to
who we thought they were.
They're right back to who we thought they were.
Cue it up. That's what we need Grizzly D.
I mean,
that's what we're missing Grizzly with the soundbite.
Right back to who we thought they were. I mean,
But Marcus Morris is quickly becoming the guy that I'm going to punch in the face the most in the NBA playoffs.
You hate Marcus.
He overtook Draymond Green.
You hate both Marcus brothers, or is it just Marcus? Like, if Marquise Morris comes brothers? Around. If Marquise
yeah.
comes around,
no,
you got some problems.
I don't know. I mean, Marcus... is number one, runaway number one. Markieff could probably be thrown in there just because by association. But yeah, Draymond Green, or actually Marcus Morris, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, top three. Marcus Morris leads that for people that I want to punch in the face. Players that I want to punch in the face in the playoffs.
Punch in the face.
Nugget, I want to say, got to throw this out, Jason Tatum. Super rookie. I didn't even think he was that good. I thought he was a little overrated.
Stepping up big time.
He's super, like, skinny. I mean...
He looks a little frail.
He needs to round out. Like, he needs
to fill in.
There you go, fill in.
Well, he will. He's still got that. He's still got some baby bones chilling.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think he was going to be able to, like, take an NBA season and all that stuff. But he's done. Here he is. He's won... 20-point game away from tying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most 20-point games in a playoff by a rookie.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Lou Alcindor.
That's good company to be kept in.
That is good company to be kept in.
Lou Alcindor. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Top five athletes.
Tatum stepped up big time. I mean,
anytime
Cleveland was, anytime Cleveland was almost, getting back in that game or getting it down to double digits, he would come down and just hit like a quick shot. Like
Tatum, I didn't even watch the game.
I got back from my softball game and I was kind of watching that in the Capitals just break the hearts of Tampa Bay in slow motion. But we'll get down to that in a little bit.
That was great.
But Tatum's just looking clutch. I mean, he's doing a little bit of everything. He's getting rebounds. He's distributing the ball, getting some assists. He's hitting free throws. He's hitting big free throws when they count it. He's hitting little bit of threes here and there, but he's not. I mean, he's like shooting, I think, 3-for-7 from the 3-point line. He's not shooting like 3-for-14. He's taking high percentage shots. Like,
is that the Brad Stevens factor? I think we've proven that Brad Stevens is a better coach than LeBron.
He's 3-for-7 from the 3-point line, as you were. So, he's just.
You said 3-7. You said that.
He's looking mature.
Right.
He's already just looking like a mature player. And, he knows, what I was trying to get to earlier, he knows when you got to, like, kind of kill that momentum. Like,
so you're a
you
Jason Tatum fan. That's what
no,
you're saying.
No, well,
fan.
That last game, it's like you could feel it. Like Cleveland would hit a shot, and LeBron would get that little bounce in his step. And he does it. He does this little thing where he's just like, only the tips of his toes touch the floor. And
you're
just
saying,
kind of, like, floats down, and then like Tatum would like almost beat him down and hit a shot, and then next thing you know, like you could see like LeBron, he was like pouting. Like
Jason Tatum was stepping up making the big
plays. Well, yeah. It went from single digit deficit to it was like two or something. He hit a three one time. He was covered. Ball. I almost thought it was like a bad shot. He drained it, and then it took him like, you know, 10 points to 13. He kept like keeping it at that double digits. And that's, you know, that's kind of huge. Like, you got to keep him from getting that momentum, you know. And so it's, I just saw him doing good. Tatum, yeah, shout out to Tatum.
Dredrick Tatum?
Jason? Yeah.
Tatum. Dredrick or Jason right now. I think you got to go Dredrick right now, but Jason's got time to close that gap.
Oh, yeah. He's got time.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. It looks like he was the answer to LeBron, is what you're saying. Like, he was making the timely buckets and
he's making plays. I don't know about answer to LeBron, but he was like a little something to kind of keep it at bay a little bit. That was just one particular, you know, play I saw.
Right.
It will be interesting to see.
So, yeah, we're watching Chris Paul right here lip off the floor. That's going to be that series is going to come down to basically how healthy he is. And if he can go, not only if he can go, but he's got to be close to 100% for them.
You wanted that Houston series, huh? Okay.
Yep.
That's a.
You got something but the Cavs? So you got?
Nah. I'm just trying to keep up with, man. Sometimes you always running through the hills over here. That's an interesting series as well. I mean, oh yeah, I was happy to see the Rockets win. The Rockets are looking good, but you know. James Harden, Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, guard play is excellent. Just excellent guard play. Clint Capella down there.
Eric Gordon is big.
Kind of Clint Capella for his
draft. Eric Gordon hit the threes. That was huge.
Oh, yeah. Eric Gordon. He's one of those like role players. He does have to hit those shots. And he was. And, you know, when Eric Gordon's hot and hitting shots like that, he's a game changer, man.
I think Golden State has to figure out like what their identity is at the end of games. They got too many guys that they can go to, and they don't really know which one they should go to when, I think. And they're going to have to establish that going forward, like especially playing good teams, who's going to take the big shots. Like they first 3.5 quarters they can play, you know, they can swing the ball, pass around, shoot quick threes and all that stuff, and whoever's open take it. But like when they need a bucket at the end of a game, you know, they're gonna have to figure out which guy is gonna get the ball, you know. And I think it's KD, but you know what I mean. So they got to figure it out. KD didn't make the plays tonight either.
KD missed a couple big shots. KD was sloppy. I mean, no assists from KD is. I mean. With how much he's got the ball in his hands, to have no assists,
that is a huge
outlying stat right there. That's a telltale. I mean, zero assists. He's holding that ball all the time. You know, all the time. He's got to be.
Well, they're putting him on LeBron's level. You can't. No, you're not.
Ain't no way.
They're saying
LeBron had a double double, 24 points, 10 rebounds. I think 4 assists tonight. I mean.
Well, no assists. That's not...
LeBron?
That's not a... No. KD. You can't have zero assists and be, you know, a megastar. That's just not... Oh, no. Especially playing with other shooters like that.
No way.
So, yeah, that's, you know... There it is. Mike D'Antoni and the Houston Rockets and J.J. Watt are one game away from going... to the NBA Finals.
J.J. Watt was jacked up.
Potential showdown with the Boston Celtics.
You know what I thought was...
We didn't see that one coming. Boston-Houston Finals.
Well, a lot of people. I mean, I was telling you this. You called 2017-2018 All-NBA first team featured Damian Lillard, James Harden, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis out. Now... If you listen to those names, there's a player on each team out of the four that are in these conference finals, but there's a team that does not feature any of those NBA all-first teams, and that's Boston. They don't have a guy in that team. Speaks even more volumes. They don't have one of these first-team guys. I mean, that's just a team playing ball. I mean, I've probably said that enough, but I mean, I love seeing that. We've been building these super teams, but all of a sudden you got a team of Marcus Smarts, Jalen Browns, Al. I mean...
The Brad Stevens. I think it helped the Celtics to be. I think it helped this particular team of Boston Celtics that the East is kind of down for them to get to where they are, and now they're playing a Cavs team that's not even really that good, except for LeBron. And if LeBron isn't like super fucking, you know, gladiator LeBron.
It makes me want to see.
Cavs can't do anything.
Makes me want to see what Toronto Boston would have been like. Like,
nah,
I just like,
I don't
that's
want to
what
see
that,
Toronto. I want to
that's
see,
what makes me want to see.
Indy,
just because
I'll take Indy Boston ahead of Toronto.
Well, I would, but I'm saying, you know, we talked about Dwayne Casey and the LeBron James effect, right? Like,
your boy
Toronto
Oladipo,
just 13, can't.
13, by the way, Oladipo.
Oladipo on the third team. All right, I get to go. Good to see, but. Oh, and we also were talking, Dwayne Casey was being looked at by the Pistons. It'd be interesting, but what I was getting at is, we were just saying, you know, it's Dwayne Casey and Toronto can't beat LeBron, right? So it makes them look like not as good a team as maybe they are, right? They're the top team going in, and then they hit LeBron, and they look like absolute garbage, right?
So actually, maybe, yeah, how bad are they if they got swept by the Cavs?
That, I mean...
But they have a LeBron.
That's
like,
why
LeBron,
I don't know if it's a LeBron, Dwayne, like, I don't know if... LeBron and Dwayne Casey ran into each other out in the town one night, and they had like one of them crazy Daniel Stern ended up in the story kind of nights, and like they can't ever talk about it. And every time they're playing, like LeBron looks at Dwayne Casey at points with some kind of like
he's got mind control.
Like yeah, he like he knows, and Dwayne Casey freaks out. Like I don't even know, man. There's something going on there, and
LeBron has mind control of Debo.
I don't know what it is. He's got mind control. But
there it is, man. Al Horford.
They just
have so many interchangeable parts. Let's just talk about the Celtics. Let's just make a segment about the Celtics where we talk about them for an hour.
You want to talk about...
No, let's actually not talk about the Celtics.
Well...
Let's,
Well, was it?
Oh, go ahead.
Let's keep on this Houston Golden State. One thing I did want to talk about. Now... Houston only played 7 players in that whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they shortened their bench.
Game.
They shortened their bench.
They shortened their bench. Their key,
they had nobody they trust after that. I mean, Eric Gordon is huge tonight again. Eric Gordon, huge. Ring ding ding.
Huge, huge.
He hit some big shots. Like, he, when.
Trigger 3 pointers.
When they cut it to one. I can't remember what happened, but he answered it with a 3 to put him up by 4. I think it was pretty late in the fourth quarter. That was the shot of the night. That stopped the momentum. And I think Draymond Green came back and actually hit a 3 of his own. That cut it back to 1. But but Houston was able to close it out. But yeah, it was a big, he hit a couple big shots. He hit like momentum killing 3s.
Well,
his 3s were big.
So Eric Gordon was hitting them shots like Tatum over there.
And you need
Boston.
A guy like that to step up in a game like this.
Oh, you do. You gotta have a guy that can just come right back and just nail one. Like, just...
Well,
sometimes that's the only way to, like, keep in these games is, like come back and hit a shot, like, as quick as you can. Like, tear one up on the fast break,
well,
you know?
Well, I'm saying, like, you need a player like... not even necessarily an obscure guy, but a guy who you just need, you need your Eric Gordons to come up and have big games.
Talking about role players, huh?
Yeah.
He's the perfect kind of shooter, deep threat role player for this Houston team. He really is, though. You got these playmakers like James Harden and Chris Paul, you know, and Eric Gordon. Like, I think that's what you're kind of getting at, is you just got Eric Gordon kind of chilling there. You don't really got your eye on him. When James Harden and Chris Paul are all up all over the court doing all kinds of things, like, you almost got to, like, you know, you almost cheating over there to help out, then boop, pop it out there.
Eric Gordon's got to hit that Steve Kerr 3 every once in a while.
He was hitting them today. He was hitting them.
All right, let's get into the Stanley Cup. You want to take a break for word from our sponsor? I can't believe you're chewing teriyaki. And
I got some teriyaki dips.
Red Man is going to be so disappointed in us.
Red Man had its day and will have its day. And, you know, we're talking on the side, though. I mean, we're not seeing each other anymore, but we're still texting me and Red Man. So, I mean, anything can happen, bro. All
right, we'll be back with the Blades of Steel Stanley Cup preview. All right, welcome back to the House Money Sports Podcast, Wolfman J. Randy Shark in the house. Before we get into the Blades, you like the Blades of Steel?
I like the Blades.
All right, Blades of Steel. Stanley Cup preview.
Blades of Glory. The Bears
of Blades of Glory is a great movie. Blades of Steel is the Stanley Cup preview sponsor. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about real quick. Russell Westbrook got snubbed. Second team All NBA, averaged a triple double again. So I guess the second time kind of loses it. Like it's not. It's not as cool. Look, Danny Green. There it is.
They didn't who we thought they Westbrook were a little late. Was.
But yeah.
Of course, the Bears are who we thought they were.
There it is.
Killed it.
Yep. The Cavs are who we thought they were.
Russell
they
Westbrook.
They give me those moments all the time. Like, I think they're, like, every now and again, like, megastar LeBron will show up, and then the rest of the team will kind of play off of that. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they are good enough to, like, do something. But then they play like they did in game five. So,
yep.
But anyway, let's, Vegas and Washington. The Caps won. NHL is the happiest out of anybody that the Caps won because they probably didn't want a Tampa Bay-Vegas Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Two hotbeds of hockey, Tampa and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hotbeds, man.
So that's good. I came up with Miracle on Vice.
He loves it. He's been loving it.
Miracle on Vice. You know, the play on words there. The Miracle on Ice. Miracle on Vice. Booyah.
Sign that one.
I'm going to copy you. I'm patenting
that. Write that down.
Yep. That's me. So if you hear that again, you know where it came from. Vegas actually has home ice in the Stanley Cup. I screwed the pooch on the last episode, and I said all hockey owners were from the South. And this is a...
I'm feeling bad, man.
Yeah. This is definitely...
Got them in the field.
Hockey owners are definitely probably not from the South. I feel like they're Canadian guys that act like Southerners, though. Like, can I say that?
You won't let it all the way go. He's,
yeah, I mean, I gotta keep, like, the attitude there. The Southern attitude with the Canadian accent.
Gotta compromise on that statement a little
Maybe
bit.
A Mountie hat.
He doesn't want to go all the way.
So, yeah, now that I cleared that up, I do feel a lot better. Let's see. What else you got? Vegas. Who do you got? Vegas or the Caps?
Vegas. I'm going with the Capitals, man.
Vegas has lost three games in the playoffs, though. I just want you to know that before you make your prediction. And I know you got the Caps.
I was gonna be taking Ovechkin or Stamkos, whoever made it there. I'll tell you that right now.
Yep.
I'm a big
Alex O, that's big for him to get there. I'm glad that he got there.
Oh yeah, Alex Ovechkin is. I mean, he's
been waiting a long time.
He's a prototypical hockey player, if you ask me. I mean,
dude from Russia.
Oh yeah.
He is your prototypical hockey player.
Russian hockey player. He's 32 years old, and
Soviet Russia.
Straight up played on the Moscow team at one point. It looks here. I mean, he's. Ovechkin's a beast. I mean, I like the classic players, man. He's probably
wore one of those Russian fur hats at some point in his life.
Oh yeah.
Do you think?
Oh yeah.
I mean, is that almost like
he's always got a beard or whatnot? I've never seen him with a clean beard though. Like he don't trim his beard. He just kind of like lets it grow.
He grows beard for beard. It's not for style. Yeah.
He grows beard.
He grows beard for necessity.
But I appreciate that in a hockey player, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that big time on a hockey player.
Yep.
It'll be fun to see though. I mean, any way you look at it, you almost you got your fresh Vegas Knights going against your classic Washington Capitals.
I like that.
Team, Alexander Ovechkin.
Yep.
Alexander the Great coming in, welcoming the Vegas Knights to the league. Like, what? There's not really a better representative you could have. You know, maybe a Sidney Crosby thrown in there or whatnot. But you know, that's. Classic team, man. I mean,
the Caps knocked Sidney Crosby out of the.
I know Alexander Ovechkin's been running through the classic players. And now he's running into these Vegas Knights, and that's what I mean. I mean, there's a lot of dynamics going on here. He's been going through Sidney Crosby. He's been playing with Sidney Crosby.
So you're saying he's got a lot of hype?
Stamkos for 10 years or something like that.
And now he's got to beat.
But
now he's got to beat. Now he's got to beat the Miracle on Vice.
Now he's got to beat the Miracle. I'll try to say it at some point. I'm not ready yet. I'm gonna have to.
Johnny Manziel's gonna back up in the Canadian Football League. By the way, that's on TV right now. So
he might end up backing up the Jacksonville Jaguars at some point. I don't know.
I called it Manziel right when he was drafted. I called It was a 7-year plan. He would be back in the NFL in 7 years. I might be off on that by a couple years, but yeah, he'll be. I knew it was going to be a reclamation project. Like, he was going to go to rehab and stuff like that and come back. I called it. It's the plan is in motion. You know, it's underway. Anyway, I got the Caps too, by the way. I got the Caps. I just want to throw that out there. I'm going for the Caps. I really don't know who's going to win, but
I'm going with the classic Slayer. I'm going with the Giant. I'm going with the Alexander the Great and Capitals. I mean,
idiot.
He's been an all-star probably since I've been paying attention to hockey for about, like, seriously for the past 5, 6, 7 years. Been all-star. I think he's player of the league in scoring somewhere in the 5 to 10 year range. I mean, he's just I don't ever know of him being injured. I don't recall him being injured ever. He's just always on the ice, just brutalizing players.
He's a dynamic scorer. He's a dynamic scorer. Good with the puck. Good with the puck.
Stick. I don't watch hockey religiously, like, throughout regular season type play. I mean, if it's on, I'll catch games. They're always kind of fun, and you can always just kind of step into a hockey game and watch like 30 seconds to a minute of it. See some guy slammed against the ice, and you're good to go. But
playoff time. I like to slam against the boards.
More. Playoff time comes around and. You know, that's when it starts getting hot, and when the Hawks are in it, you know, it's definitely more exciting. But I generally do watch the Stanley Cup Finals every year, and this is one of the more exciting ones I've had that the Hawks haven't been in recent years. When the Hawks are in it, I'm always hype about it. But
I jump on the Hawks bandwagon probably second round. I'm there.
You're the second round Hawks band. You're right.
In the first round. Not yet. Maybe even third. maybe even the conference final. No. I get on pre-conference final because I feel like that's a little too cheap to go start at the conference final. I gotta start a series before that.
you gotta wait to see if they get some momentum going or whatnot. Just kind of keep an eye on them.
Well, yeah, because I feel like I'm a little invested second round. You know, I'm not invested enough in the conference final yet.
Well, I would pay attention to the Hawks and see what they're.
But yeah, I mean, I know I like Patrick Kane and Johnny Taves.
Tay's had a pretty rough year, but
Taser.
Patrick Kane seems to be getting better and better by the years and whatnot.
Sharpie
had a little bit of that off the field, off the ice.
I feel like Patrick Kane would be me if I was a hockey player.
You think you'd grow a beard that?
Well, I just feel like. Yeah, I'd grow a dirty ass beard, like patchy beard like that. Number one, yes.
I don't know if I've ever seen you with this dude.
It gets patchy.
This Wolfman here, I don't think I've ever seen him with the.
I've seen him
with hair on his face. I mean, not even a dirty mustache.
I've seen this
man on some benders, and I don't know if I've ever seen a mustache.
Here's the problem.
It's actually amazing.
Here's the problem, though. It doesn't come in, like, full strength. So, if I was going to do something... It's, like, getting... there's a little silver fox in the old... you know what I mean? So, yeah. I got to keep it. I don't like to let that out.
You don't like to let that out. Okay.
So, I like to keep that under wraps. You know what I mean?
We'll keep that under wraps.
No, I mean, I'm saying I like to keep the hair under wraps. I like to keep it short so I don't...
No matter how drunk this guy get, he always got a toothbrush and a razor, man. It's amazing if you really...
It's like my hair just shaves itself. Like my...
Your hair might just be so blonde, it's like near invisible as well.
It's just like it takes itself off at this point. Because it knows.
It knows.
You know what I mean? So I don't even have to do it anymore.
We both got the Capitals, so, I mean, we're already off the Vegas Knights.
Well, I mean, I think Vegas has done enough. I think that they've, you know.
It's time. It's time for the Knights to just call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, they've had enough.
You've had your turn, Vegas, is what you're saying.
I've said, yeah, like, they, it's.
Don't be greedy, Vegas.
Don't get greedy. You got a lot more time to go to win the Stanley Cup. You know, there's no point in winning it in the first year because then it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
So, you know, get there. Great story. You know, this is a win anyway. You already won. So let's let Alex Ovechkin.
It'll be a classic run for the Capitals as well, though. You know,
how drunk is Alex Ovechkin going to get if they win the Stanley Cup? That's the real question.
If that guy doesn't drink vodka, the world doesn't make any sense at all. And it's flirting with it every day, but I mean, that would really be the straw that broke the
camel's back. I'm just like, I picture him in a Russian hat with a dirty ass beard in a snowy mountain.
I mean, he's dog sledding right now. That's how he relaxes.
Yeah.
He's out there dog sledding.
Yeah. That's how he gets his mind. Right. That's how he relaxes.
That's how he gets his mind, right? Just a little dog sled and vodka and gets ready for a hockey game, man.
Yep.
So it's classic season altogether, really. I mean, got this fresh team. Classic dude who's been the face of the Capitals for a decade.
Who else is on the Capitals? Does anybody, like, are there even any, is there anybody else on the Capitals, or does he just play
by himself? The Capitals are a good team, but that's
T.J. O'Shea. T.J. O'Shea is on the Capitals.
T.J.
I know that. So, yeah, there is another guy.
There's
at least one other player.
There's more than one other player. Hold up. I know there's at least, like, three. But
they play two-on.
Well,
two on.
So they won
five.
They won 4-0 yesterday, right?
In Tampa.
So Ovechkin scored a goal. Nicholas Backstrom scored a goal. I know him.
Oh, Nicholas Backstrom. He's an old Red Wing nemesis of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm pretty sure right on that.
Unless it's a different Backstrom. I guess there could be more than one out there.
So, and then a dude named A. Burakovsky, man. So, what is that A stand for, do you think? What is Burakovsky's first name?
Avil? Abuel?
It's Andre. Andre Burakovsky. He scored 2 goals. He's a defensive man, so pretty sure. Could be wrong on that, but I'm probably wrong on that. But, so yeah, the Capitals got more than one player. So,
well, the more you know.
The more you know. So, well, let's see. That game, I think, is what, Friday? When is that game?
Game 1 tomorrow night. Tune in.
Let me see if I can.
Tune in to Cavs-Celtics Game 6, LeBron's final stand. LeBron's last game ever in Cleveland. And then, also.
As you were, Game 1, Monday, May 28th.
Oh, Monday.
At 7.
So, you can put all your focus into LeBron's last game in Cleveland. And then come back Monday. For the Stanley Cup.
They're playing on Memorial Day. Hockey players don't give a shit. Hockey players don't give a shit. I mean, hockey players are hardly ever injured. I mean, those guys are just... Hockey players are a different breed of man. Different breed of person. They hardly ever get injured, and yet they're playing, like, maybe the most brutal freaking sport. You know what I mean? Like, it's football, like, at the second degree, because within those skates, they're getting going. Those guys get cruising on those skates and just into each other. And they let them fight. Like, come on. What?
They'll spit a couple chiclets and get right back out.
What a beautiful aspect of hockey, like, that they can fight. Like, I mean, imagine that happening in any other sport and
just
blow your mind. Like, that isn't happening in no basketball game. I mean, they try to do it in baseball players. Like, it seems like the baseball players have tried to do that on their own, and they, like, try to, like, they've decided they're going to meet at the mound every now and again. Like, all right, I'm going to freaking bean you. That's the signal.
The pitcher.
We're going to meet at the mound and kick each other's ass.
The pitchers is such an advantage.
The umps are always showing up, like a couple of parents at, like, a high school prom party, just like, what are you doing here? We got this. And they're like, nah, we're here to play baseball. Or, you know, I mean, but I'd love to see fighting go down in other sports, man. I mean, but it's a beautiful thing in hockey. I've been at games when they have fights, and it's always, because they're on skates, they're always slipping around, trying to nail each other. A lot of missed punches, a couple landed ones. Classic, trying to yank jerseys over dudes' heads and stuff. I thought that was just a Mighty Ducks thing, but that's not just the LA streets of Mighty Ducks.
No, that was Minneapolis. Streets of Minneapolis.
Mighty Ducksville is, you know, that's right next to Weston, Tennessee.
There is nothing better than a hockey fight. And then when one of them gets knocked down and then they slide on the ice for like, you know, 20 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Straight line. I think if one gets knocked out, they dead fish across the ice.
We're gonna have to break down. Do you even know the rules of a hockey fight? Like what?
I think they just fight each other until somebody gets knocked out.
You don't know the rules yet.
Maybe it's till somebody gets knocked out. Other rules in a fight? Are there rules?
Till a human specimen is unconscious or
okay. Question. Or wait, time out.
Human specimen.
Time out. Is there, okay, if they're going to let them fight, are they really, like, are they scoring it?
No.
I think they just fight until somebody is, like, either.
That's what I'm saying. What are the rules to the hockey, like,
I think they just let them fight until, like, if you land a haymaker.
One haymaker.
And you knock them out, I think that it's over. So,
three clean shots of the rib cage over is equal to one haymaker or one uppercut. You can't kick, obviously.
They're not going to let anybody get, like, if somebody gets the upper hand really well, like, if somebody is, like, fetal position, the other guy's, you know, rabbit punches to the, you know.
If human appears to be getting wailed on.
The sweater over the head and you're just taking, you know, shots, I think they'll still stop it. I think when somebody gets the upper hand enough, I think that's it. But if they're trading blows and everything's good, I think they'll let them go.
I always watch the fights and I'm just like, I feel like there's no rules to this. Like, the refs are kind of just like...
Are the rules in a fight?
All right, man. So when these guys fight, judgment call. Like,
yeah.
It feels like we're almost going to enter injury or one dude looks like he wants to kill him as if he cheated on him with his wife or something. Like, stop it. Like, yeah, like cut serious, that thing down. Like,
serious brain injury.
Catch that look in his eye. You end that thing.
Yeah, if there's going to be serious brain injury or something.
Or one haymaker. If he looks like he wants to kill him, haymaker, that's how you do it. I mean, that's just hockey fighting 101 right there.
On that note, let's, I think that b-hole's been tickled. Let's see what else we got. You want to talk about Lenny Dykstra going ham on an Uber driver? Let's talk about Lenny Dykstra.
You want to cut on Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah, let's hear from our sponsors first. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some shit. We'll be back. Alright, welcome back to the House Money Sports Podcast. Wolfman J, Randy Sharkhead, Buckwheat, man from the South, the man that loves teriyaki.
Love teriyaki.
Jerky Chew, the child man.
Jack Lynx.
Don't
mess with Sasquatch.
Hey, another thing I want to point out, that my favorite part of the Rockets Warriors game is when Chris Paul shimmy shake.
The dirty shoulder.
The dirty shoulders to Steph Curry. I love that.
I feel like he uses that on women sometimes. He looked like...
At the bar?
It looks like that's his seduction move, so I was surprised he threw that at...
That's probably all he needs.
At Stephen Curry. Stephon.
Good job. So what do we got? So, Lenny Dykstra...
What do you mean, what we got? We got Lenny Dykstra.
What did he do? Like, he went ham.
You want to know?
On an Uber driver.
Know about Lenny Dykstra, bro. I mean, because I know how you think of Lenny Dykstra.
Well, here's the thing.
And I don't want to...
I read a book about Lenny Dykstra. Well, actually, I read a book about the 86 Mets, and Lenny Dykstra makes Daryl Strawberry look like a pussy. I'll just say that.
Oh, you talking about nails? The days of nails?
Nails. And I found nails on Twitter. he doesn't give any. He gives zero.
He gives zero. I mean, I get it. I know what you're saying. Lenny Dykstra is Lenny Dykstra. Yep. So, I hate to say it. It's another incident with an Uber driver. I mean, I hate hearing about... I hear some crazy Uber stories, but you hear crazy stories happening everywhere and whatnot. But, when I first heard about it, I heard it was like terrorist threat. He made terrorist threats to like an Uber driver. I'm like, what? Lenny, what's going on, Lenny? Like, what is...
When does Lenny Dykstra not make terrorist threats, I think, is a more, like, better... I feel like this is the first time that Lenny Dykstra's ever made a terrorist threat in his life.
I mean...
This is the first time he got caught.
Damn.
Or that he got...
Lenny Dykstra lost his shit. You got me reading this now? Whoa. Pointed a gun at dude. Said he was gonna kill him. Was in possession of drugs and stuff. Whoa. Lenny.
Lenny Dykstra was rocking it. Like 86 Mets Lenny Dykstra went out for a night last night.
They didn't find a gun. Found some blow, marijuana, ecstasy. Like Lenny Dykstra,
he had an 86 Mets night, bro. Actually, he probably hasn't stopped having 86 Mets nights at any point in time from now to then.
Man,
probably a home home. That's a Wednesday night for Lenny Dykstra.
I'm reading this. This is one of the best stories I've heard in a while. Like,
that's a Wednesday night.
I'm on ESPN. This story literally says that he was citing lyrics from Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Kelly Clarkson. Like, what is Lenny Dykstra? I can't even wrap my mind around it.
You know, that's funny. Lyrics. Like, that's funny because I've actually sang Bon Jovi to a taxi driver before, so I know where his head was at as far as that goes.
Lenny Dykstra tweeted, "Shake it off."
That's all he said? Did he tweet that today?
I can't, man. I don't even know.
Did he tweet that
today? It's in
today?
The story. It's just he was tweeting all these like lyrics of like, oh my goodness.
Or was he live tweeting during the whole Uber situation? Is that what you're saying? And he tweeted, "Shake it off," because that's Taylor Swift.
He went Charlie Sheen, man. He went Charlie Sheen. I mean, he suggested the encounter was the Uber driver's fault because he was not respecting a legend. I mean, this guy was on,
drugs.
This guy was also winning, if I think that would be the term.
Probably said it. He probably threw it out there.
Wow, man. I just thought, I heard a couple crazy things, but I wasn't. You know, he was always.
Well,
it's
good to see that Lenny Dykstra is still doing Lenny Dykstra
shit.
Well,
he was always a fiery ball player. I mean, he's always. He stood out.
I'm glad to see that the society hasn't slowed Lenny Dykstra's role. Prison didn't slow him down, and so, you know.
That would have broke my heart. Just because Mookie got a Lenny Dykstra Mookie.
We gotta have a Mookie reference.
I got a Mookie. I mean, it's all Mookie around.
Lenny
might have his own section on Mookie. Might have the
Lenny
Mookie
platoon
section.
With Mookie Wilson. I'm gonna bet in 85. That's
85.
When Lenny Dykstra came up.
Promoted to the Mets when his team started center fielder. Mookie Wilson went on the disabled list, and that's when they brought up Lenny. Must have played good enough for that. You know, he stayed up there.
Yeah.
And then it was.
I saw Mookie Wilson get thrown out of third base sitting right behind the Cubs dugout.
He had like 100 stolen base in season in like the minors.
Lenny was a great Carolina League player. We looked up the stats. He made Billy Beane sit the bench.
He did play with Billy Beane. Yeah, he did. He did. I think before he went on to see Mookie Wilson, he rocked that out.
And, he did. So, Lenny Dykstra is touching a lot of circles.
He's bringing it all around, man. Lenny Dykstra, best player, Phillies player. I know mostly for the Phillies. Name another Phillies player that Lenny Dykstra played with.
John Kruk.
There you go. John Kruk.
Darren Dalton. Mickey Morandini. Mitch Williams is on that team.
Mitch Williams is on that team. Okay. Mitch Williams. Man,
closing that out.
Wild Man Williams.
Actually, Lenny Dykstra and Mitch Williams had beef.
I bet they did.
Back in the mid-90s. They did.
I bet those guys hung out a lot, but they got into it also. But
there was they had beef back in the day.
They had beef back in the day?
They did.
What do you think do you think that was over? What could those...
I don't think that they've even... I don't think they could even be in the same room to this day. No, I think Mitch Williams still hates him. Because he said something about... Lenny Dykstra said something about Mitch Williams, like, his ability to close games. Like, he said, like, Mitch Williams made it hard. Like, he didn't feel confident or something. Like, he made it... Like, he'll make your heart skip a beat. Which, like, duh. When your closer's nickname is the Wild Thing, you know what I mean?
It's too... You said he was crazy, man, but he's just too crazy. Mitch is just too crazy. He was fun, though. He was like a fun kind of... I mean, he didn't look like him, but he was kind of like a Wild Thing Bond kind of like just...
He was Ricky Bond. Okay, so you're tying him into the Wild Thing. That was too easy.
Did I have to? Wild Man Williams, man.
I guess it's... Wild Thing. It's my Wild Man would be good.
So... We talked about knowing where guys went to college, so I looked up a couple guys here. I'm gonna try to
help
you. These are guys that played in the 90s.
Right, let's tie about a little bit. So we're done with Lenny. We're gonna move on.
We can stick with Lenny, but I'm just gonna charge you up right here real quick, man.
This guy.
I got two guys, man. I got two guys I was curious myself that I didn't know, because I know a lot of guys where they went to college from the 90s and the 2000s and whatnot. You know, I can break some of those guys. Like, dang, what Harrington I think went to Georgetown?
Al.
And I say it's Othello. Yeah, like, see, I'm...
So here's the thing. I know where I have a weird ability, like a weird talent to remember where every single player went to college that played in the NBA, especially from like 1985 to 2012. You could probably throw one or two by me now, but what do you...
I got two guys I was curious about, just two guys. All right. You know what?
Go ahead.
I'll dig deep, but these are, you know, we'll start with two guys here. Maybe if I think of one more, I'll get come at you.
Build the suspense.
But, we'll start with, you know where Gary Payton went to college?
Oregon State.
Wow.
Beaver.
1986 to 1990. Wow. Where's them popsicles? Lost my mini fridge.
Can I get a... Where's the sound effects fridge for every correct... Can I get a
you,
ding?
You want,
swish?
You want a sound effect? I mean, the sound...
No. What else you got? We can we can work on it. That's something that... Can I get
it? He wants one. And
all right, so what do you got? What
else? Like, nah, don't. Dang, man. Okay, I'm impressed by that.
Gary Payton, that was an easy one.
That
one is probably even before my wheelhouse. But I
1986?
Still, yeah, that's before my. That's a little before.
I wanted to touch a wall of this
but,
event.
Yeah, but that's still Gary Payton. That's it. That's well within my range there. So okay. Who's in that? What else you got?
Okay, how about John Paxson? I'm going early still, but
John Paxson. That is a tough.
That's really early. I'm really.
Are you
really
outside?
Early. I'm really early.
You're pre-85.
Oh, big time.
Well, you can't. Why are you? You're already breaking the rules.
I'm breaking it. Well, I had him pulled up.
Virginia.
Nah, I mean, I looked it up and I was intrigued by it, so I threw it out there. Now, after you told me what years that you were gonna call good, I was like, I'm outside, but I couldn't turn back. I know you're curious as well, right?
Wait. So hold on, let me give me.
I'll tell you, he went there from 1979 to 1983.
Give me three guesses. Is it a big school?
Oh yeah, but well, not so big, not so big for basketball, to be honest. But kinda, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got two more pulled. I got two.
I don't know. John Paxson.
He went to Notre Dame.
I was gonna say Notre Dame. That was one of the, I had queued up.
You didn't want to miss any. You should have thrown it out. I would have been a.
No, I would have never been a guess.
Now 1970, yeah, that's a little crazy. I wonder if
his brother went there. That was before I was. Yeah, you can't throw it at me before I was born. That's.
How about Big Country Bryant Reeves?
Oklahoma State.
Easy one, right?
Easy one. Oklahoma State. Played in the Final Four. And he was actually, in the video game that I created, he was like one of the best centers of the draft.
Yeah. Well, he was awesome in college. Awesome in college, man. He was a...
Well, I mean, he was just a big ass.
He was so big in college. Like, yeah, what did they go, Final Four just out of nowhere? What seed were they when they went?
Oh.
That is it. That's a...
What seed?
That, I mean, I didn't expect you to know that, but that, I'm trying to figure out, because I think they were like seeds? A 12 or something. No.
Or 8 seed?
Yeah, they were like an 8 or 7 or something like that. I'm trying to look it up right now just for curiosity's sake.
What do you got?
You know what I mean?
What is the other name that you got?
You want some more? A lot of these guys, you know where Cherokee Parks went. Dang. You know where Cherokee Parks went?
Oh, yeah. Cherokee, but that's too easy. Duke.
See, he was Kentucky or Duke. I couldn't.
Yep, Cherokee Parks. See, now those like 90s, like 95 to 2000, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But I don't think did Cherokee Parks even play in the NBA?
I don't think so. But I don't. It looks like he...
Well, okay.
He tried to. He was in the draft in 92.
Yeah. Cherokee? Wait, no, I was after that. It would have been after 92 he was in the draft.
But round one,
Christian Laettner.
He was picked 22nd overall.
In what year?
92. NBA draft, 92. Oh, that's a different guy. Man. You got me looking at some dudes. Cherokee Parks is,
Probably 96. 98, somewhere in there.
Switched out there.
What, you got any more names, or is that it? You done?
That's all I got.
We can bring it back next.
Well, Grizzle just kind of threw this at me a little bit ago, so I was kind of looking some guys up. I mean, I could throw all kinds of stuff at you, but I wanted to come up with some, border ones. Like, Gary Payton, I was like, I know that guy, but I wouldn't really know 90s guys either. I would know guys that were playing in college in the 90s, and those guys were, like, in their prime in the NBA in, like, the mid-90s. So, man, we'll modify and adapt and overcome this segment here, but I'm gonna find some deep sleepers out there. I'm gonna go through the archives and see what's up, and we'll
all right.
We'll find
I'm
some
ready.
We'll find
I
some
am
good,
ready.
Want some good stuff out there. Couple other topics before we wrap this up here. Sox player got busted for PEDs. You think there's like a shit ton of dudes out there doing PEDs, Wolfman or what? I mean, and it's just a matter of these dudes getting caught. Like Robbie Cano, what was he doing? He was caught taking the masking agent for a PED, and they use it for muscle relaxers in Venezuela. What was the story?
I don't even know what the story
was.
You knew one was coming. Did he say that it was for muscle relaxers in Venezuela?
But I believe that it was a masking agent.
It was a masking agent for steroids.
Yeah, it was like a masking agent for steroids.
And I love the fact that they can get you, they can bust you for PEDs just for using the masking agent. Like,
well, yeah, it is kind of wild.
But there's no, I mean, I agree with it because what else, I think there's nothing else supplement is for other than Like, there's no other health benefit to taking that besides covering up PEDs. I did see that. But,
sucks. Well, I was talking about Wellington, but I'm wondering if a bunch of guys.
I think there are a lot of guys. I think it's, as medicine advances and stuff like that, they're just trying to find different ways to do it. So I think it is. I think
it's
people
a game,
there's
it's
way
a
too,
game of masking it now. I feel like is what
there's
it
way too much money. Yeah, it's a game of masking it now, and there's way too much money to be made for a guy to not try to get an advantage any way that he can. I mean, we're talking like $300-500 million contracts. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of shady people out there. There's agents out there that have this group of people like, hey man, I can, you know, go talk to my guy down here in Florida. Let's get this contract. You know?
Yeah. It's gotta be a tempting thing, man. You know, especially if you're right in the corner. It's so competitive, right? Like, I feel like
too much
fine. You're one bad decision away from maybe getting a shot at the majors, but like. I mean, how does this stuff work? You do it to get the boost to get into the majors and then stop. And that's what these guys do. But then maybe you know, he's thinking he's at the tail end of his career, right? He's like, dude, if I don't take these, I'll be out of this league.
Yeah.
First, if I take these, I could throw another 2-3 years on my career.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, these guys are getting tested randomly, right, in baseball? It's not. Or if, like, are the numbers calling them out, like, if they're like, oh man, Robbie Cano's 38, he should be tailing off, he's looking stronger than ever.
Maybe.
Like, why did he get tested? I was trying to, like, look that up and see.
It was weird with him, just in his situation, that he went to the DL, and then 2 days later, he's getting suspended for PEDs. So maybe he had to take a drug test because he got hurt or something. Or maybe the team was like, you know what, we got these results back in, let's go ahead and keep you out of the clubhouse for a couple days. Whatever the situation is, I don't really know. I think they're tested randomly. I don't think that they're, but you know, there's probably.
What if they knew he was going to be getting tested, so they put him on the DL to like try to treat
him.
Then have him not get tested.
Or they put him on the DL because maybe you can't get tested on the DL. They thought.
Maybe you get taken off the list if you're on the DL, but they were like too late. So the dudes were like coming down to Robbie Cano. He's like, I'm on the DL, bro. Like, come on, Rob. He's like, DL.
And they're like, no, it doesn't work. Like, so they're like, damn it.
And then went down there and then he's like, well, it's because, you know, I was on the DL, so I was taking this medicine. I don't know. I read something that he was like trying to BS. I don't remember what it was.
They all try to BS. I don't think there's. It's rare when somebody comes out and they're like, "Yeah, I definitely took steroids to better my playing ability."
Yeah, Wellington just ate it. He's just like, "Yeah, I messed up."
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
He just apologized and said whatever.
He's done. He'll never be a sock again.
Nah.
He's probably out of the league for good now. When those fringe players get busted, it's pretty much it. It's pretty much a wrap for those guys.
A guy like Robbie Cano might get a shot.
Robbie's
too good.
Maybe.
But he's getting up there in his career, so it's...
Exactly. How's he going to even come back without PEDs? That's the problem. He's going to have to really, like, do you just go for it again? That's why some people just keep getting busted. It's like, well... It
becomes that masking agent game, man. You know what I mean? But, I mean, at this point... At this point, he couldn't do it. You know, he's under that microscope now. You know what I mean? I mean, he's only 35 years old, so, I mean, he does have time. Guys have been able to play to about 40. I mean, it's pretty good technology, and we got some pretty good, you know, tactics and sports medicines and sports theories. These guys are playing into their 40s now, you know what I mean? They kind of used to, and then they weren't for a little bit, and now it's like it seems like we are again. I mean, A-Rod played till he was 42. But, yeah, how does he come back without the PEDs? And, you know, it's a shame, though, because he was always a good player, and I don't think anybody wants to see this. But, you know, I saw that, and then, like, you know, with a week or so later, Wellington Castillo did, and I'm like, there's a whole wave of dudes about to be getting popped here. Like, Because I never did. I couldn't find out how they tested him or why they came about testing him.
I think they should just all...
That whole injury thing was kind of fishy. Wellington came right out with it.
I think they should all just be allowed to take PEDs and be done with it.
Yeah. Well,
just let them be the best athletes they could possibly be and be done with it.
Well, I think the theory behind it is then you're like letting like NASCAR races, you're letting every guy just have any car they want, right? That's basically the theory behind it. Like,
sure.
And then what do you got? You know, it's like
kind of a bunch of super cyborg cars.
Well, then you kind
of cyborg.
I feel like you get that point, you start taking the game out of off the field. You start taking the game off the field, right? Because mm-hmm. then the game is off field tactics. What kind of boosts and power-ups can you get? What can you put in fucking Sammy Sosa today to make him club ball farther or fucking tight? You know what I mean?
But then you're pumping the pitcher, too.
Then you're pumping the pitcher up, too. That's what I'm saying. You're taking the
I think the Astros are a candidate for...
They're already taking... Well, so that's an example. Is that team taking the game off the field? Like, do they have some tactics off the field?
Because so suspicious that.
How does every single pitcher in a career year, and that's even when you got a guy like Verlander.
It's so suspicious when Verlander allows one run in seven innings and his ERA goes up, and he was released by the Tigers. They didn't want him anymore. Like his career was
top three pitchers AL, Houston Astros all being in the Cy Young running 1, 2, 3. Not even sure who's 1, 2, and 3 out of those guys.
Yep.
I mean, Cole Verlander. Cole Verlander, Morton, like, I was like, man, how beefy of a staff, though, man. Cole Verlander.
No matter what they're doing. Morton. Steroids and doctor.
We haven't even brought up Lance McCullers. We even brought up Dallas Keuchel.
And Lance McCullers is probably their most talented pitcher.
He's probably got their filthiest stuff, man. Like, you heard that here. Lance McCullers is probably the filthiest pitcher.
On that staff.
He's went through injuries.
And he's not even one of their three pitchers that's a Cy Young candidate.
No.
And he's the filthiest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even include Keuchel in that. Like, McCullers was kind of just a guy that I think me and you like and favor. And he's not stayed healthy enough to put on a run that people are going to start considering dominant or, like, known him enough. But... I do think McCullers is a beast. If he can go, you know, he'll be beastly like. So yeah, something is going on there, man. But
Charlie Morton is no. Then he resurrects his career with the Astros out of nowhere.
Well, you don't even ever see that. Like, all right, you never.
Verlander, same
you
thing.
Cole, same
thing. He's having a career year. First year with that. Like, who's their pitching coach?
Okay,
like,
so that's
maybe it's their pitching coach.
Cole and Morton.
Give that
Morton
guy a raise.
Both came from they both came from the Pirates, both mm-hmm. of them. How often do you see pitchers go from the National League to the American League and just up
and improve their stats?
There's always a regression when they move to the American League just because they don't get that off day. Like, which, you know, you could talk about how pitchers seem to be getting a little bit better at the plate, and I'm happy to see that. I feel like a pitcher should be able to hit. It seems like I'd have to look that up officially, but I think, you know, pitchers are starting to become.
This is just the Randall Sharkhead eye test.
Yeah.
Pitchers are hitting better.
Yeah, it
is. That's the shark. That's the fish.
I said I'd have to look that up.
That's the sense. That's a shark sense.
I think that's, you're right. I'm smelling it.
You're smelling it out?
I'm smelling it out there, but.
But it seems like you're right. I might have to agree with you there. Seems like pitchers are hitting better.
Probably because
there's better technology and shit.
A lot of these American League lineups, you know, with the DH, you know, that's... A lot of the DHs, okay, are... Where your DH is hitting? In the 3-4, you know, hole, right? Your DHs normally are your big... you get a guy specifically for DH, right? So that's just saying... You're almost best hitter sometimes.
Sometimes, Boston's best hitter,
they copy their DH, right?
Like, sometimes it's a guy that can hit, but he can't field anymore.
So you flop that Boston team when they go to the, you know...
Flop it.
When they go to the National League and they don't have that DH, then what do you do? You're swapping Big Poppy for Rick Porcello, right? See the difference there? Like,
yeah.
That's why you don't see that. You don't see that in the American League. I mean, you get it, but... Something is going on with Houston. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, Trevor Bauer's over there, whatever. But Trevor Bauer...
He's backpedaling a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But you're going to see that. But I think Trevor Bauer's going to be near the top of the AL and fishing all year long. But well, you mentioned it, man. You mentioned it. What?
Nothing. That was nothing.
Trevor Bauer, man. I've always been a fan. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's your guy.
Geeked it. Those pitchers sometimes, watching Georgia miss, and pitcher just checked it. Sometimes those pitchers can't make a simple throw to the catcher unless it's a whatever. But you trying to close?
No, I'm just taking. Okay, so what?
You trying to touch on that?
What else do we got? What do you see?
You trying to touch on that last topic?
The national anthem. I mean, we can like
talk about it.
Here's
man.
The thing.
You brought it up for a reason, bud.
Why don't? I mean, it's just going
it's
on.
It's big. Like, it is pretty big, man. I hear you.
They.
I'm kind of standoffish about it. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I tend to stay out of stuff like that because what the fuck is my opinion on it or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like I guess you could BS about it. It's a curious thing. It is going on. It's. I'll tell you one thing. It is like affecting football in some way, shape, or form. I mean, they're making rules. It's kind of crazy. I feel like.
Well, here's the thing.
Feel like you're not done with reactions, man. There's going to be reactions to this. Like that's a reaction to something. I feel like there's just going to be reactions, and then you're gonna, you know, then you got sides for. I don't know, man. It's all crazy, ugly. But I mean, what you got on it, Wolf?
Well, I think it's stupid because if you're going to ban kneeling, there's just going to be another platform and another way to protest. So you're just like basically just shifting it from doing it during the national anthem to maybe, you know, at a different point. I mean, I guess they don't have the flag as a symbol to protest against, but like they don't have to come out onto the field for the national anthem if they don't want to now. So now you're going to see players not coming out on the field. It's going to be pretty much the same thing. You know what I mean? You're just shifting it from on the field kneeling to in the locker room or whenever. Maybe later in the game they decided. Maybe they kneel right after the national anthem's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they can't get penalized at that point. So there's really... I don't know. I guess the NFL is trying to play to their fan base that, you know, that
some people think it shouldn't even be a part of football sports and whatnot.
Like it's really unnecessary.
At this point, you could just drop it, but
it's unnecessary. Like, you know, your traditionalists are gonna be like, you know, whatever, but. It's just an unnecessary thing that they do. They don't even have to do it. Like, but I don't know. That's
well, there's a.
I don't really have an opinion either way. I mean, the NFL can do what they want. I do feel like it's as far as from a football standpoint. If they don't want you to kneel, I would agree with that because. It's a business.
Yeah.
So they're protecting their brand. And if they're getting backlash from a certain demographic of redneck fans that they're going to want to have.
They don't even got to be redneck fans, man. I mean, let me finish that thought. Go ahead.
So it's their brand, right? It would be the same thing like if a lot of people wore pink shirts and it was hurting their brand, and they were making less money and generating less revenue, they would tell people to stop wearing pink shirts because, they can do whatever they want.
Because it's their business.
Because it's their business. You know, they want to make money. They're not going to do something to hurt their business just because it might be morally whatever side of the fence you're on with that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's money. It's money out of their pocket. So
I mean, the whole thing's spun out of control a little bit. Now, I mean, the NFL can do that if they want to, and I think it's like it's crazy how people think it's like they're taking like their freedoms or whatever. And it's like it is a business. Like I can't go into my place of work and do whatever I want. Like
they
might come up to me and be like, "You can't do this." Like
right.
I have to wear a collar to shirt, right? Or to work. I have to wear a collared shirt to work. Like. And if I go in without a collared shirt, they're going to come in and, like, talk to me. And exactly. As silly as it might seem, it's like they can do that. And I'm just, you know, inside my head, you know, it's like, it seems like, yeah, you're taking my freedom. Like, I have to, you know, but it's like,
but it's
in the place of work, like, you do lose freedom. Like, because I want to make the paycheck. I want to go there and do that. I mean, that's why it's like, they're not being forced to be football players, but they're basically, it's like, well, if you're playing football for this business, for this team,
exactly.
Then there's a certain code that you have to follow. And, like,
if they
they've
don't
all just agreed that that's just the code. And I think it sucks that it's come to this. I mean, I think, you know, there's a message trying to be told here by a lot of these NFL players, right, for the things they're seeing. And I just wish that if there was a way for, I mean, I don't know, what do they want? Do they want Donald Trump to talk to them? Like, what do they want opened up? I mean, it's being talked about, right? So it's like, so what are these NFL players doing to, like, if this is something that's just going to keep going on until police violence and whatever is over, that shit's always gonna just be going on, man. You know, and hopefully it all is being looked at and steps are being taken to, like, and to what, decrease it, to minimize it. Like, you know, it seems like cameras are out there, everything's being, you know, it's like, so hopefully the conversation's like, let's just, whatever these NFL players are doing, you know, like, have the conversation, get it done, and then Let's get football back to being just like a sport, man. Like, you know, it's like it is kind of like you don't want to take away from what the message is. Like, address the message, but also let's play football. Like, now it's like football's become a stage for you know, and it's like I said, if there's a message to be had, have it. But, you know, it's, they can do that, is how I feel, though. I mean, that's a place of business, and that's how they want to do things. You know, it's like I mean, the same thing if I go to a meeting. I can't just, like, go stand up next to the speaker and kneel next to him, you know, and protest, and I don't, like, you know.
Exactly. They have the right.
To be like, you can't do this. I'm trying to hold a meeting. The focus is supposed to be here. I'm doing stuff. And that's what I'm saying. The focus is supposed to be on this, and we don't want you to be having it on a bunch of players kneeling. I mean, because at that point, this is about football, you know. That's what I'm saying. If there's a conversation, which obviously they believe something needs to be done, have that conversation. But, like, how do you do that? Like, I wish that there's a way to like, move forward, like, that we understand how to move forward and get back to a point when, like, Sundays is about football, like, you know? And
completely about football. It's still about football for the most part, but there's that little piece of it that's taken away from...
Well, you can't watch the beginning of a football game without it being talked about.
They never... What I don't understand is they don't do it in any other sports. I haven't seen a basketball player kneel. They don't talk about it. What is the deal with why football?
Like I said, man, it's like I don't feel like what needs to be there.
They don't do it in baseball. Like, you don't hear about it. I guess I haven't. I can't say that they don't do it. But, like, what is the deal with just football players? It's like a cool thing. And I don't even think half of the players even know why they're... You know,
here's my thing, man. It's like, whatever.
It's kind of gimmicky. Like, it's
we say we live in America and this is the land of the free and all this stuff.
Uh-oh.
And all I say is this, like, what I think is, I don't really care or think that you have to do anything during the national anthem, right? I don't think, like, you have to do anything. You know, is what I think is kind of wrong about it is, like, when you use that time for something that, you know, you want, or you try to, like, take that time and steal the focus of that time, that's what I think is kind of, like, the negative side of this, right? It's like, so fine, you don't have to stand up, you don't have to put your hand over your heart, you don't have to whatever, you can sit there and whatever and mess around on your phone, you can do that, but what isn't cool is if you put other music on and you start pushing people or, like, messing with other people or trying to be, like, you know, because a lot of people do respect that time, right? So that's what it's about. It's like a lot of people do have a lot of pride in that time. And at this point, it's like to come to a situation where it's like they're almost like, well, I don't get to use that time because now it's like the national anthem going on and the cameras are showing football players kneeling. That time is now not about that. You're not even thinking about, you know, it's like, so that's what I'm saying. I don't expect you to do anything, but, like, it seems like they're like, well, let's use this time to have our conversation, you know? And it's like, so that's, I don't know. I'm surprised you brought this up on the House Money Sports one, but it is big in sports. I'm curious to see what it does in football. I, I hope there's some resolution or some positive way forward that happens because of this. You know, I mean, that's hopefully it doesn't turn into reaction upon reaction. And then there's just like an escalation where some crazy stuff goes down between NFL players. And I mean, who knows?
It seems
like there's sides now, though, right? There's sides, and maybe there always have been. I mean, who knows what goes on behind the scenes? But
there's so many ways to look at it. Like you could there's freedom of expression, right? So you should be able to do whatever you want. But at the same time, business owner should be able to tell you how he wants you to represent his business and how he wants, you know, and he has the right, if he's losing money, to change whatever is making him lose money. So there's just a lot of ways to look at it. There's really no, I don't think, right or wrong. There's no solution. Maybe we just take it away altogether. Who knows? You don't need it. I mean, it's good to, you know, have, but I mean, for a sporting event, like, really, we can do without it. Like, it's cool. I mean, where else are we going to hear it? But
well, my issue is the last thing you want is this thing to just like get rid of the national anthem and sweep this whole thing away. You know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, if all these football players, you know, are getting together and doing stuff, there's obviously a conversation that needs to be had. Have that conversation or you're addressing, man. Like I said, I don't know what that is at this point.
Well, I see what you're saying, but they've had this conversation, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is the resolution? Like I said, there's a bunch of shitty violence and people acting wrong. It seems like, fine, everybody's got cameras now, right? And you're seeing the things now. You're getting more, you know, so you're moving there. So,
all right, there we go. Maybe by the next show, they'll have all those answers. And we'll have it all figured out.
They are who we thought they were.
I doubt it. Oh, yeah.
That's all. And then
maybe we'll have world peace figured out by the next episode. What do you think?
World peace? I doubt it. So that's about it.
That is about it.
So it's, we're looking here on a Thursday evening, late night, mid to late night.
This is another House Money Sports way after dark.
You know, just after 6, chilling.
Yep.
It's about Memorial Day weekend where we're at. Don't know what time.
So maybe we should sing the national. Maybe we should sing the national anthem before we go.
Yeah. Maybe, but
yeah, the next show. It's not gonna be.
We don't know when. I mean.
Yeah, we don't know when, cause
we're open Monday night.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts in there. For me, the Wolfman, for Randy the Shark, for Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra, dude.
Yep.
Quoting Taylor Swift songs. I mean, that's a long way down, Lenny.
That is a long way down. Hopefully he's out. And doing some crazy shit right now. It is late night, Lenny.
Lacey didn't go into like level 3 drugs, man. I mean, there was no level 3 drugs out there. I mean, he's just in level 2 at best.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.